This is Amy Summers. Stay tuned to discover how you can join me for virtual mentorship sessions right after today's pitch.
How much time do you spend in gratitude after you close a deal that you've been working on? The pitching process can sometimes take a long time depending on the size of your ask. But when you finally find victory in closing a deal, don't forget to show gratitude to the person who accepted your offer. Maybe you signed a new client, landed a new job, gained a new retailer, board member, or sponsor. Whatever the case may be, that person went through some sort of process to select you, and taking the time to acknowledge that is important. Before you move on after closing a deal, thank the person verbally and in writing. Then go above and beyond the standard thank you and do something special for that person. You could send them a gift or a handwritten thank you card, or you could support a cause they are passionate about, or even share a social media post that will help them gain more traction for something that is important to them. The pitch challenge today: return to the last deal you closed and determine if you spent enough gratitude on that person. If not, take the time to go beyond the simple thank you and find a way to make your gratitude more genuine and memorable. Technology has made everything in our lives quick and convenient, even our gratitude. But it can also diminish the human touch of showing someone how much they really mean to you. Take the time for gratitude. It'll help you celebrate a win and show the person who gave you an opportunity or commitment how much their decision matters to you.
Enjoying the pitch? Then join our free mentor Skillshare sessions. Get expert career advice at inisivox.com. Click the pink mentor Skillshare sign up bar at the top and enter your info to secure your spot. Find it at inisivox.com, and I'll see you soon.